remorse versus repentance. This is his words. Like we said earlier,
for more training on building and attracting a blissful marriage, please visit www.lolaandola.com.
So this session is called remorse. This video right here is called remorse versus repentance. This is his words. Like we said earlier, he's a very, very wise guy. He has a lot of things he can teach people.
Yes.
But clearly not this part, you know. But let's play.
Remorse.
Sorry, baby.
People that are wise, that sometimes they miss it when it comes to their own life.
Yes, because the more, the wiser you are, the bigger the blind spot you can have.
Hmm.
You know, so we all have to be. Bible said, he who stands, should, Kiesara, I don't know the English.
Stand firm.
Stand firm, so that lest he fall. Yes,
sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
The Bible said that, you know.
Oh, wow.
But what
it's real. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It is real.
Oh, thank you, Kenny. I'm gonna use yours rather. Remorse versus repentance. Let's play that video.
Remorse or repentance? I have learned that remorse simply means I'm sad because you found out. Repentance is, I'm sorrowful and I will change.
All right. Like we said, I wanted to support what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
He is a very wise guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's wise with the words.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he's absolutely right that remorse is, what did he say again?
Mm-hmm.
He said, we forgot. Let's play it again.
Remorse or repentance? I have learned that remorse simply means I'm sad because you found out. Repentance is, I'm sorrowful and I will change.
So what I will remove from that,
yeah,
is I'm sorrowful, I will change. I agree with that, except the part where you have to say it.
Mm.
Like, let me come and apologize, let me come and say to you that I'm sorrowful, I will change.
Why should I believe you? This is not the first, not the second.
Yeah, the person you're apologizing simply doesn't believe you, because if it was that simple, right, you will fix it,
mm-hmm,
right? And the remorse is, I'm sad because you find out.
Mm.
Like, I'm not really sad. It's just
I'm sorry I got caught.
Yes, and that's what remorse is. But remorse, is it that?
Yeah, you know, I didn't really feel that way until he said it.
I don't necessarily agree with him.
Yes.
That's him getting overly wise with his words.
See, I'm going to have to, like, go to Google for that, because to me, I felt like remorse is genuine.
Yeah.
But now I'm finding out that remorse is not necessarily genuine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Remorse and repentance, they go hand in hand. From what I understood, what is
it says, it's deep regret or guilt for a wrong committed.
Yeah. So what do you mean? I'm sad. No, that's not remorse. Remorse. Maybe there's a different word for what he said, which is, I'm sad that you found out.
Mm.
That's apologies.
Mm.
How about that?
Mm.
That's when you give premature apologies and you're asking for forgiveness, right? Prematurely, right? You just, you know, when you over apologize over and over and over again, it's because you're only sad because they found out and you're trying to quick fix it.
Can you imagine how disgusted the wife is
right now?
That's what happens got a stern when face. You over apologize. It's disgusting. It's like, get out of my face. You don't mean what you're saying. You
mm-hmm.
just want me to say, you know, I forgive you right now.
Yes.
And I don't want you in my face.
Right now.
Yeah.
Yes. Keyword, right now. But they don't want you in their face. Kenny says, remorse is showing that you genuinely regretted it happened.
That's what
So that can lead to into repentance.
Right.
Right?
So it's not a bad thing.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing to be remorseful. What's bad is this apology. This old apology thing. This apology one day after you got found out is a sign that you're just sad because they found out.
Mm-hmm.
That's more... like
what happened to social media? I was gonna ask that. What happened to when things happen to you? You just go, you know, go quiet in the corner and don't, you know, deal with your demons. But social media these days, everybody's itching to talk, everybody's itching to type. Oh, this is that, and that's what is making it worse.
That's why it was this video right here. I forgot to type it in. That's why it was important that I bring it back and go back to it and type it out, because a lot of people misconstrue remorse, repentance, and apology.
Mm.
change behavior is what we need ultimately.
I think that's what women really need. Not the apology. Look, you already embarrassed me. Now the whole world know that I'm married to a guy that is so disrespectful because you're doing this a second time, or I don't know how many times you did it, but you know, you've embarrassed me, and now you're out here talking about you will change and apologizing. And I just want to see you change already. I want to see it in action.
You know, there's a very important thing about what you just said. I'm picking your words apart. You said, I don't know. You said, I don't know if you've done more.
I mean, that's what she's probably thinking in her head. I'm a woman. I know what that feels like. I'm just saying that, you know, you're thinking in your head, like, oh, because you got caught. Who knows how many you've done? You know, this one came out, but we don't know.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
It is tough.
So Kenny says, step aside for a while and think about what you have done and how you could have done better and what you would need to do to fix it.
You
know, but
that's what I'm talking about. Step aside. I don't care how the world is coming at you.
So why is it difficult for people to step aside? Why is it?
Because they're on the freaking social media blog reading.
No,
comments.
Regular people that are not even on social media. Sometimes it's when they offend and they got found out, the first thing they want to do is apologize. I suppose to let it go for a minute.
Because it's the obsession with fixing things.
It's obsession with fixing things. That's much more important to them than the right behaviors in the first place, you know. And the best way for you to, the best way, the only way to get into change behavior is time now.
It's time.
Right? Time. You're going to have to prove that, okay? Right?
It's time. Time heals. I really believe in time. Just give it time. This woman can't be mad forever, and if you are truly changing, you'll be surprised. You'll fall in love back in with you all over again, like that didn't even happen.
Right.
And when people even ask, oh, you're gonna take him back even though he disrespected you, she will tell them to mind their own business. That's why you gotta learn how to give it time. You have to. All this smart talk and no actions, it doesn't make any sense.
For more training on building and attracting a blissful marriage, please visit www.lolaandola.com.